Anyway, I want to thank, you know, the people from Tunisia, authorities and the people in general, because every time I come, you know, to the north of Africa, not only in Tunisia, but Morocco, Algeria, I feel really beloved. I feel a privileged guy because of the passion of the people they put, you know, for football. You know, people love football with a special passion in Africa. And that's what you feel, you know, when you're a player and you come to these countries. When you play in Spain, when you play in Italy, and maybe you are in a big team, you don't realize how passionate are people, what they are living, what they are going through. So many people, you know, crying, celebrating. That's the power of football. You know, sadly, we got so many news, really bad news, every single day about terrorism, a lot of things that are happening around the world. And the good thing, the good news always that unite people, as Nelson Mandela said, is football. And obviously, us as a players, we have to be really privileged, you know, to be part of this kind of thing that can unite people, that can give hope to everybody in the world. So I'm really privileged again to be here. I'm, you know, really looking forward to be part of this tournament. I think Tunisia is going to earn a lot of things with this tournament. It's not only just bringing some players in here and playing a tournament. I think there is something more behind. And it's obviously, first of all, is so many people in Tunisia that got the chance to watch on live so many legends that they follow for so many years, and they couldn't maybe watch it on live in their lives. The other thing, of course, is what Tunisia is going to bring to the world. I think the world is going to know Tunisia a bit more, the potential, the way that they go, the potential tourism, you know, they go to show the people. So I think the tournament is amazing. I hope, you know, we can win in Spain, of course.